Identification, the second component of it. There was the recognition that the GMC has certain competencies and the ability to look at and scrutinize specialist practice wasn't one of them. And the initiative of recertification was envisaged as the means of bridging what was perceived to be that gap. It was also the means of ensuring that the Royal Colleges had a mechanism of ensuring that their fellows or members, or indeed people who choose not to be fellows or members, were fulfilling the college requirements. And so it's the academy and the individual Royal Colleges and specialties that are going to be responsible for this. I sit on the Academy Revalidation Decision-Making Group, and I'm aware that, as is put on the slide, three different models have been developed. Some colleges are going to be very intrusive and will want to scrutinize each practitioner's figures, will want to scrutinize each practitioner's folders. Other colleges, usually the bigger ones, for pragmatic reasons, are saying, well, actually, we don't think that's doable, nor do we think that it's desirable. I would urge you to go to your college website where all of this is displayed, and if you do have comments that you feel you need to feed back on the model that your college is working with, please do so.